Welcome to episode one of P&B Unplugged.
Which is ironic because there are about really 25 plugs on the table.
We're all plugged up, but we're unplugged.
It's a lot of work to be unplugged.
You get it.
Yeah, you get it. So I want to take just a second before we get started. First of all, thank you for watching. And this is content that is exclusively on YouTube. Let me introduce everybody to you, tell you who we are and what we do if you're a first-time watcher out there. My name is Jacob Phillips. This is my wife, Carmen. And this is my best friend, Caleb, and his wife, Autumn. And we are Phillips and Banks.
Their last name is Banks.
Yes. Sorry. Caleb and Autumn Banks. Jacob and Carmen Phillips. We're two married couples, and we travel every weekend all over the country and sing songs about Jesus, tell people our stories, and share the gospel. We are a Southern Gospel mixed quartet out of Bristol, Tennessee, and that's East Tennessee, like as far northeast in Tennessee as you can go. So if you guys want to check us out, that'd be great. But this specific form of content that we're doing is like a podcast, and this is Autumn's dream.
My brainchild.
Yes, it is.
It's beautiful.
So she, do you listen to podcasts a lot?
I almost exclusively listen to podcasts and almost no music. Mm. So, yeah.
I remember the first time she was like, I think you'd really enjoy a podcast. And I was like, what?
What is that?
But she was right. I absolutely love them. Well, it's just, I don't know. I just love them.
So you just sit around and listen to people talk?
Pretty much.
Well, most of the time I like to do it like if I'm out mowing or something, just kind of relaxing, or if I'm driving, it's just nice to something more than just, you know, especially where we do music all the time. I love music,
just
obviously.
Just tired of, or your ears get tired of hearing it.
But it's just kind of a change of pace, you know, so
Do you like listening to podcasts?
Yeah. When I'm forced to drive, like if I have to.
When Olivia's busy.
Olivia's our 11-year-old daughter, by the way.
When I have to drive and I have to stay awake, murder podcasts.
Scare you into
them. They scare me. I sit like big old, my eyes are as big as saucers. I'm going, oh my gosh.
I'll turn on murder podcasts and fall asleep.
Carmen, we need to make it to California. I got a podcast.
Turn on Crime Junkie.
Oh gosh.
Make sure it's scary so I'll stay awake.
Well, okay.
Oh, awesome. So while you're here, go ahead and subscribe and click that little bell and you'll get a notification the next time an Unplugged comes out.
That's right. Now, this is our first episode and we're actually in the living room of my house. Mm-hmm. And
don't be stalkers.
We asked.
Don't triangulate your location, please.
We asked some of our friends on our friends on Facebook, you know, what would be some questions that we could answer for you guys. And so this is like a Q&A session as our first episode, and we hope that you enjoy it. People commented and asked questions. I always don't expect people to ask questions.
So you never expect? I always don't expect.
Correct.
I knew what you were saying, bro. That's what's crazy. I was like, absolutely. I always never expect them.
Yeah, man.
I never expect people to ask questions because I guess I don't think people really care. But
you were wrong, my friend.
They probably don't.
They're pity answers.
Pity comments. But we're just going to go through some of these and see what happens. Have some fun and see what happens.
And edit it later.
Is that cool with you guys?
No. First question. All Daniel right. asks, have we ever switched around parts just for fun during a concert? No, but sometimes on accident. We've done that before.
Well, yeah, Or all you got to do is just give one look. If you look at them, and that means I ain't making it. You need to switch with me. And so we switch.
We have switched. Us. Yeah, I guess in that way we have switched, yeah.
Sure.
Now, let me ask you this. Does that constitute Caleb switching from bass to tenor to lead, or is he talking about
see if we can do it live?
So we sing in four-part harmony, and the girls have to switch all the time. Mm-hmm. Many times, Autumn's singing, you know, the alto part or the high harmony part, or the lower part.
That's awesome. You all have the look. Jacob and I are very subtle when we have to switch parts or if I'm losing my voice. Most of the time I just go, I can't. You have to sing it.
And then I'm like, in the middle of the concert,
got you, bro.
I sound like a dead cow or something.
That's not true. You do a great job.
Hey, now Caleb switches too on in necessity. Too.
Oh, yeah. Like if me or Carmen are sick, Caleb can literally just sing the alto part. I don't know how that works, but
kind of sickening.
And you know what the hardest one? Whenever you all, when we first started, we didn't have that many songs. So when you are like, we're going to do Finish Well, can you do that? And when I had to do that, well, I was like, oh my gosh. Get it, Karen? Not me, baby.
Well, you do a good job, buddy.
So we've, out of necessity, never just for fun.
Short answer, yes.
And I don't know that anybody could replace the bass, though.
No,
I couldn't
sing
it. Who's
going to switch?
I keep trying to talk Olivia into it, but she keeps telling me no.
Hmm. Speaking of Olivia, Daniel also asked, will Olivia ever play a violin solo on stage?
So I'm really hoping that she will.
She's not here to answer, so
she can't tell you. But yeah, we're hoping that she'll be persuaded. She's actually going to start learning a new song. Like start learning a song. She been doing Disney songs.
Secular.
And the of course the classical stuff in her book. So neither one of them. We don't sing none of that. So. So we're trying to get her a sacred song started.
We can do a sacred song. So we'll let Jacob talk about heaven, and then we'll let her play A Whole New World. This is a place that, like you've never probably known before.
Don't you dare close your eyes.
That's like kind of scary, actually.
Take you wonder by wonder. That's scripture, amen. Wonder by wonder.
Amen.
And glory to glory. That's right.
Eyes have not seen.
Yeah, man. That's all. I don't know about the magic carpet, how that fits in there, but the Lord can do it. He can do it.
On a rapture carpet ride.
A rapture carpet
ride. Maybe a rapture cloud.
That's rapture beautiful. Cloud ride.
I love it.
They should do a theme park. Never mind.
That's another episode.
Yeah, that's next week.
We're not trying to
what
be sacrilegious.
What are your dream theme parks?
Next question.
Okay, so here's what I was hoping, though. I'm really hoping not only will she learn, we're learning a song right now that we're going to incorporate into our live concerts, and it's an old hymn called Does Jesus Care? And so we're hoping that she will play a little bit of violin on that. Caleb's just going to play it on the guitar. So we're really hoping that she can do that. But also, at Christmas time, I would love her to, like, you know how she sings Away in a Manger? What if she, like, sang a verse and then she played a verse or something? Wouldn't that be pretty? Or Silent Night, like, at the very end or something?
Mm-hmm. I got the vision.
Okay. Yeah.
Can you?
Oh.
Yeah, I can.
All right. Yeah. That would be really cool. Yep.
Honestly, I'll probably cry.
Okay, cool.
Okay, cool. Next question is for each of us. And I sent these questions yesterday in our group chat, but none of us looked at them, including myself, so this is on the fly.
I looked at them.
What is your favorite snack to get on the road?
All right, guys, buckle up because this could take a while.
This might be the best question. Who asked that? Stevie asked that question.
All right, Stevie.
Who wants to start, boys?
Okay. Can I be honest? And y'all will crucify me for this.
It's okay. I know somebody who was crucified.
With Christ.
Go ahead. I am not much of a snack person.
Which is crazy work, honestly.
I would rather get up in the morning and have like biscuits, gravy, eggs, country ham.
Just a few like things.
For lunch, like eat a sandwich or something and then have a pretty big supper and not eat like three meals a day, no snacks at all. But sometimes when you are on the road, you know, it's inevitable that you need to snack around or whatever. So I love salt and vinegar chips.
Oh. Mm.
How about we do snack
that.
And a drink?
Oh, and a drink too.
Yeah.
Y'all know what mine is already.
Well, first of all, I love coffee. I love anything with caffeine in it. I love coffee, but my favorite energy drink are the white Monsters. They're zero sugar and they do a good job.
So. If I drink a white Monster, you'd have to take me to the hospital.
Yeah, because you...
I don't do caffeine at all.
This is not a do what we do.
So, but my favorite snack, that's tough. I really like Munchos.
Oh,
those,
man.
Really light potato chips. Lord, they're like, mercy. They feel kind of like you're chewing on styrofoam, but in a cool way.
Yeah.
And I love Sprite Zero. Now, my first choice is water. I drink water almost exclusively. But if I'm like, you know what? I want something a little different. I want Sprite Zero.
Like if your grandma didn't make sweet tea, you know what I'm saying? Like what kind of sweet tea would you drink?
I don't drink sweet tea. My grandma makes unsweet tea. Okay. Thanks, Debbie Wade. Amen. Shout out.
All right. Well, what kind of sweet tea would you drink, Carmen? Would you drink Pure Leaf? Would you drink, what is that, Peak? Gold Peak?
I don't even know the brands.
Oh, I guess. Or Milo's.
And Lipton, not Milo's.
I don't know. Milo's isn't bad.
Milo's is pretty good.
Milo's is pretty good.
Because it doesn't have preservatives in it, right?
I don't know.
Oh, it says it's fresh brewed.
Because didn't your kidney doctor say you could drink Milo's?
You could drink Milo's. Yeah. I was like, cool. Because I have been.
Well, here's the thing about Munchos.
Backing up.
$2.99 a bag. And I could eat an entire bag.
Yeah.
An entire bag.
Yep.
No,
are they good for you?
No,
oh, man, they're so horrible. Bad.
I've never tasted them.
They're so
all right,
good.
So Munchos. And
Munchos and Diet Sprite.
All right, Carmen.
Okay, I like, usually I'm looking for something sweet, so it's either Reese's Cups.
Mm. Hallelujah.
If I get those Muddy Buddies.
Dude.
And she just made some the other day. If I get the Muddy Buddies, it is bad. I just eat the whole thing. And you know how many calories? Well, let's not talk about it.
I do, actually.
I don't, man.
You know, sometimes.
But like if I can have a treat, if I'm willing to do that, that's what I go for.
All right, what about a drink?
Drink? I just drink water.
Yeah. You're boring.
Boring.
If I need caffeine, I might go for a Diet Mountain Dew.
That's not true.
Yeah, it is.
What do you drink for caffeine?
I love Diet Mountain Dew secretly.
Cold coffee, and she hates it.
No.
Okay. Yeah. Coffee that like you got from the gas station.
And
a 5-hour energy.
There
if
you
I'm,
go.
But that's only if I really, really
see,
am tired.
Confession is good for the soul.
It's because if I, like, I don't, I know that if I'm not tired enough.
It'll like wire you
I
up.
Like, I'm like shaking. I'm like, what's the matter with me?
I like
that. You just drank a 5-hour. So
but I like that version. It's fun. You're like
of
bouncing
me?
Off the walls and.
No, I can have enough energy.
I like
but if
Carmen's,
I'm not tired enough, I don't drink one.
Her reasoning with 5-hour energy is awesome, too, because why? Some days she'll drink half of one. She's like, I just need like 2.5 hours. I'm like, Carmen, why did I ever think of that?
I don't think it works that way. But.
Today I'm going to drink a 2.5-hour energy.
It's like buying those, you ever seen those scent bead commercials where they're like the downy ones, and then you can get the full-size bottle of lighter scent.
Why wouldn't you just use less of the
every
full
time
scented
I see
ones.
That, I'm like, no,
that's
I'm going to put less in there because I already do because I'm cheap.
Do you even know what we're talking about?
No.
Okay. Oh, I'll show it to you.
We using those just regular old dryers.
We don't even use them. The commercials just make me mad.
Yeah, I'm always like, I wouldn't buy that. I wouldn't buy it anyway. Yeah. I don't.
I have no idea what you're talking about. But that's
Caleb
true.
Has a favorite snack, I bet.
Oh.
Oh, what?
I've been thinking about this because you all know I'll eat anything I don't have to chase.
Well.
But I was thinking, now I have to go. I only get this ever so often, but if I have my choice snack, I'm going to eat Grippos.
Yeah.
Okay, tell absolutely. Them about Grippos, because that's okay. Not a very popular brand.
Oh,
well,
it's
that's
popular,
not true.
Bro.
I mean, okay, what I mean is...
It's here. Not a very available brand.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's
okay,
what I mean.
So
sorry.
Grippos, there's a factory in Cincinnati, and most of the time you can get them at certain stores in Kentucky because they're right there together. And praise God... Thank you, Jesus. They finally started bringing them into Virginia a little bit, which is closer to us. But they're just a barbecue chip.
They're spicy a little bit.
Yes,
they're
they
so
are
good.
Perfectly. I mean, when you eat them, you feel your arteries clogging. And it's like, thank you, God. I've been
that,
wanting to feel that all
there's
time.
Like that dust down at the bottom.
Yeah. About,
yeah.
It'll make you cough if you eat too much of
well,
it.
Well,
you know?
Here's what I love. There's a church we go to when we go when we sing in Cincinnati. And I love these people so much. They have started to get me the smaller bags because they know I have to watch my diet and stuff now. But used to, they would buy, they sold them in a case, like a whole
like a
box. It looked like he was picking up a roll of like paper towels, like a whole case of
a roll of Angel Soft
bag in there. And I thought, this is it, man.
It's not
this
even is- like a labeled bag. It's like a clear bag that they've tied with like a bread tie down in a box.
I love them.
They're so, good.
That's my favorite drink. And if I told Autumn this yesterday, if I had to choose one thing to drink for the rest of my life, it would be unsweet tea.
Like fresh brewed, unsweet, fresh not brewed, bottled.
Unsweet tea. But if I had to pick something on the road, I love Canada Dry Diet Ginger Ale.
But you can't find it.
I know.
Hardly anywhere.
I don't know why they hate me. Now, let me say this.
It's personal.
We are from the South, and so...
East Tennessee.
We love sweet tea.
Yes.
But Caleb's a diabetic, so that's why it's unsweet tea for Caleb.
Honestly, I love it unsweet, and I think I've never heard it put better than anybody, or by anybody, but Olivia. She calls it... Bad water.
Bad water.
She said, I don't know why you want to drink that bad water.
Tastes like bad water.
Nasty.
She's like, you don't even put sugar in it. I was like, I know, babe. I like it. No, she said, that's horrible.
Okay.
I've come to like it. I can drink it.
I love unsweet. Yeah, I grew up with
unsweet.
It.
Yeah, I mean, I can drink it, but I would prefer. But I don't. Here's the thing, though.
You've gone half and half. I will say that.
I know. But here's the thing. I don't want... Like, I like Powell's sweet tea.
Mm-hmm.
I like McAllister's sweet tea.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like McDonald's sweet tea.
It's like
too syrupy.
Yeah.
Yeah, brother, you can put that on some pancakes.
Viscous.
For real.
You could boil it down. Right I bet here. You can I make like pancake syrup out of it.
I brought that and coffee. I'm ready to go.
Double caffeinated. Nice. All right. Stevie also asks if we ever get to sightsee on the road.
The answer is no.
That's not entirely true. 90% of the time, no. Yeah. But if we've got like a day, like if you like a layover, you know, we could, if we're near something, we'll drive.
Well, like the last couple times we've gone to Atlanta, for Olivia's sake and for me, because I'm a big kid, we've gone like a couple times to Georgia Aquarium, Coca-Cola Factory, which was cool. We did the one trip to
Slime Factory.
We went to the slime. That was fun.
You know, that was funny because I think maybe us and a couple other parents were in there, but we're the only adults that were digging in with the kids, like in the slime. Everybody else like, oh, the children are having a good time, except for that grown man. But another place we didn't actually get to go into, but when we went way up north and way to the west, and they had the big golden
arch.
Gate.
The Golden Gates.
I can't think of St. Louis Arch. St. Louis.
Did we see the St. Louis Arch?
We drove by it.
We drove by it.
We visually did see it, but we didn't stop and like go see it.
And we thought about going to see it, but then the length of the trip home was like, you know what?
Never mind.
Let's go home.
What state is that? Missouri?
Missouri.
Carmen kept trying to convince. She's like, you can go. You go up in the arch. I was like. No.
I can also go up in my bed in a few hours when we get home.
I don't know. I have to see it to believe it to go. I don't know how it works, but
I mean, Carmen doesn't lie.
Never.
I know that.
That's not true.
You lie.
I'm lying right now.
This confession is good for the soul, remember?
Apparently. Jeez.
I don't really like Reese cups. This whole time.
Yeah.
This whole time. You force fed yourself.
Jokes on you.
So, what are some other things that we've seen?
Oh, okay. Here's a really great one. When we sang at the Ark.
Oh yeah, we did get to do that.
So
cool.
We got to go through the Ark encounter.
I mean, what was
and
that?
And the Creation Museum too.
Is that Williamstown, Kentucky?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, man. That was yeah.
That was kind of built in. So we got to.
But still,
we did get to do it.
The only reason we went up there was because we were singing.
Yeah.
And then we did come a day early so we could go through it first and then sing the next day.
And the Creation Museum is really cool. Shout out Ken Ham. What up?
He's not watching. I guarantee it.
I know, but.
Oddly enough.
Sponsor us.
Olivia, Autumn said that the Bible school that Olivia's doing right now is Answers in Genesis. Gotcha. So I was like, cool. Yes.
So we've gotten to a few things. You know what we see a lot of, though? Gas stations.
Oh, yeah.
We've seen about every Love's in the United States.
We do get to go to Bucky's occasionally. But.
Yeah. We sightsee at Bucky's.
Hey, it's big enough to sightsee.
Amen.
You're right.
Every time we go in, I'm like, oh, I didn't know they had this corner over here.
Yeah, I'm convinced the next time we go in there's like, would you like to buy a brand new car? Yeah. How about a boat? You know, like they're just going to keep growing and growing and growing.
I did see, I've noticed that they, and I haven't found this section except for when you walk in the door, they had like tents and these chairs and stuff.
Like
and
fire pits? Like
camping stuff. Yeah, they have a whole
camping. Where's the
camping
section in here, man?
It's the lobby.
I've never thought to myself, I'm going on a camping trip. I better go run over to Bucky's and get
make
my
sure
gear.
I got everything.
Hey, you know what? One time we went to this thing with Olivia and she didn't have water shoes or something like that. And I honestly thought to myself, where can I stop on the way? I didn't bring something. I was like, Bucky's. They probably have it.
They did.
You know, I was disappointed, actually. They didn't. But
they didn't.
They didn't.
No, we opted for some like
slides.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
we I remember did those. See when we went to Michigan, that was the longest trip of our lives.
Yeah, the trip
but
was
we
rough.
Did
stop. You know why it was so long, though?
Because we stopped at the lake.
Well, no.
No, because we
didn't
were in
have
a 15-passenger
oh, yeah,
van.
It's like a 15-hour drive.
Good time.
And second of all, Olivia was in her car seat the entire... Can you imagine so how horrible. Numb your butt is by the
so
end of a 15-hour trip in
at
a car seat?
At least she only
seat.
Weighed, like, what, 50 pounds?
True.
Probably?
Which lake did we go to right there?
Michigan?
No, it's
Lake
Erie.
Erie.
Lake
See, all I know, Erie. I know every fact.
Another, you know, another place I was thinking of.
Like Michigan, idiot.
We I did get to see the Washington County Hospital one time. That was
for
that
a few
was
days.
A nice time. Yeah.
All right, we gotta move on. We gotta move on.
Anyway, okay. This Victoria asked, "What are some of your favorite memories together in your travels?" None. There are no favorite memories.
I mean,
that's a hard one. You want to think on it and maybe come back to it, or you want to wing
Let's
it?
Just wing it.
All right, cool.
I like winging it.
All right, Autumn, what you go first.
All right.
Oh, gosh. It's hard for me to find something, like, seriously good because I think stuff is funny, and so I have, like, good funny memories. I'm trying to think.
Also, Autumn has a hard time remembering anywhere we've ever been.
That is so true. I don't have very much memory. Trauma response.
There. I don't
That's
wanna,
another
I think
podcast.
I shouldn't share that about. There was, well.
Just go ahead. I can edit it out if it's bad.
Yeah.
That night, Olivia woke up. I just didn't want her to be embarrassed.
Oh, my gosh.
That
yeah,
hilarious.
That was funny.
We're on separate ends of the RV, and we just hear, ah!
We're in the dark. Completely like, in the dark. It's like 2 a.m.
What is going on? Well, we didn't know. She'd started sleepwalking. And so she's back there with Carmen like, ah! And we're like, what's happening?
Wasn't Emma with us on that trip?
Somebody's broke into the RV and...
So, but that was
no.
Lesser.
She shut up. She said, "Whoa, that's what it was." Whoa.
She was
asleep.
So Olivia sleepwalks, and like there have been many times where we've woken up and she's been like standing at the foot of the bed.
That's horror movie level.
Yeah, but no knife in hand or anything yet.
Hey, one time we were in Pennsylvania.
She is becoming a teenager
for real.
We were in Pennsylvania, and she walked out of the room, and I just happened to, like...
Notice?
Kind of wake up and register, like, where did she go? And the door's standing open. I go, like, searching for her in the church. Like, we were staying in the church, the house next to the church. Anyway, and so I walked out there. I was like, Olivia, Olivia, and I hear this knocking.
That's so scary, dude.
What the heck?
And there's another room that the door is super heavy. You remember that? And like she had opened that door and gone inside and was knocking to get out.
Oh,
that's what
God.
She was doing. But I was like, what is that?
One of these days.
And it was right next to a staircase. I mean, seriously, she could have really gotten hurt.
Lord. Remember when she was real little that time she locked Lord herself in the stall?
Oh my gosh, yes. Oh my God. I do remember that.
I was trauma.
So it sounds like a lot of our favorite memories revolve around Olivia.
Olivia's trauma.
Yeah. Oh, man. She makes the trips. So
that is
much
actually
fun.
So true, though.
I mean, I don't know. I really feel
it's
like.
It's so hard to just pinpoint something.
I really feel like that we are. It's almost like, and this is going to sound super cheeseball, and I get it, but.
Go ahead. I love cheeseballs.
It's like
balls.
When we go out and we sing. We're together. We really don't hate each other.
Mm-mm.
So it seems like we just always have a pretty good time. I mean, just being together, you know? So yeah. I don't know.
The only time we don't is probably if we're just really wanting to get out of the RV.
Well, that leads to the next question, I think.
What is the dumbest thing you've ever fought about?
Well, Jacob, last night...
it's always sound.
Yeah, it's always tech. It's always technology stuff.
I thought you were going to bring up something about our marriage. And I was thinking, did we fight last night?
No.
I don't remember this.
No.
I was like, really? Was I sleepwalking?
So we travel with a sound guy now.
Thank God.
And so a lot of that has like subsided. Mm-hmm. But before we travel with a sound guy for like 7 years, 6 or 7 years.
Without.
That's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
Travel with a sound guy without a sound guy for like 7 years. And we didn't fight every week.
Almost, though. Really.
And it wasn't like a fight. I mean, okay.
It's just usually we get to a certain point after sound check and it's like, everybody go to their corners. And then we come back together. Hey, you want to sing whatever? Sure. Let's do that.
Yeah.
But
it's like it's self-repaired.
And the bottom line is that Caleb and I like it a little bit louder than the girls like
it. That's true. I think it's because we're a little bit different than the girls.
Probably. Rock on.
Hey, Caleb, will you move your hand?
No, because my microphone keeps drifting.
Oh, cute. Okay.
But I
what if we started fighting right then? After that?
I said my grand. The dumbest thing we fought over. I think that's it because I can't think of like a knockdown, drag out. I mean, Autumn swears up and down every Sunday morning when it's early, I'm leaving the group.
I'm out.
But we've never like, I think all of us just kind of, we know each other so well. Like Jacob said, we're together on and off the road. It's kind of like, you know what? They just need a second. Go chill out.
And it's probably more between married couples
than
it is.
One time, me and Caleb, we were getting ready to go sing somewhere, and I don't even remember what was happening. But I was so mad. Shocker, I'm mad all the time. But Caleb was trying to get me to come out of the RV for something.
To eat.
That's what it was. We were going to eat with somebody.
At that restaurant.
And I don't even remember what my problem was, but Caleb was talking to me, and I couldn't think of any words, and I just screamed. No words. I just screamed, and he got out and shut the door.
I opened the door. I was like, hey, everybody's getting ready to go over here to eat. And she's like, literally, she's trying to explain.
I couldn't
talk. I'm sitting here just holding the RV door
open. It's hot.
All these people sitting here. She's like, ah. And I said,
okay.
And I did not eat lunch that day. I do remember that. I didn't go in.
Shut the door and went and got my hamburger steaks.
Yeah, I don't even remember what I was mad about.
What does she want, Ethan? She's not on the menu, I promise.
She's fine.
It's not on the menu.
Okay.
I think that's pretty much it. So.
Next.
What do you do on the RV while you're driving down the road? We sit in our seats and leave our seatbelts on because that's safe.
Now, in the front, we do that.
Yeah. Actually, sometimes I don't because I'm trying to get comfortable.
So, Autumn always rides shotgun.
She's the co-pilot, man.
Yeah, sorry. I get barfy.
For two reasons. First of all, she gets sick. And second of all, you got to have somebody to like help you, you know, keep the driver awake and alert and all that. So she does that. And honestly, it's pretty quiet on the RV when we're just riding down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if Olivia's focused on
Everyone has headphones, that's the best time.
Mm-hmm. Why? Because you can't hear me talk.
Yep.
I love when Olivia, like, right. She kind of comes at, she's on this time limit with her devices and all this stuff. And so when time is up and it's like, we got to find something to do. Oh, that kid is hilarious because she don't care what's going on. Everybody's trying to nap. What? Everybody's trying to nap.
Screaming.
And she's reaching up. She's
like, and watching slime videos at max volume.
And you're like, all right. This is,
as you can tell, it takes a village to raise a child.
Gosh.
I love it because now she's getting like, taller, so she don't get hurt so easy. And so now she'll like just take off somewhere and dive like she's doing a wrestling move.
Doing a wrestling move.
And she'll put the hurting on you, but it's hilarious.
So what do we do on the RV? We get beat up by Olivia.
Yeah. That's
what do you do on the RV?
Sometimes we're doing school.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm scrolling on my phone trying to take up time or doing crossword puzzles.
We'd love crossword puzzles. I like Sudokus too.
Sudokus.
I love Sudoku. It's so fun. Nobody else plays it though. Do you ever play it?
Sometimes, but then I get like, I'm like,
I'm
okay,
not
my
really
brain
smart
hurts
enough to play it. I get the easy puzzles.
It still takes you an hour.
It does.
Hey, I have a question though. Tell them a little bit about homeschool really quick.
Homeschooling with Olivia.
Yeah. What do you, I mean, how do you do that on the road?
Some tears, I'm sure. Occasional cry breaks.
Actually, that's not too untrue.
For Olivia and Carmen.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, Carmen gives me.
We just have a basket full of books. All of her school stuff fits in a basket.
I'm looking
and we
around
take
for
it with
it
us. Or
it's not in here.
It's in the back. No. It's summer.
We're on summer break. Oh, the basket's put away.
It is. So it's just a basket.
Olivia
full
wanted
of her
it
curriculum
out of sight.
I believe it.
Yeah, she was like, I want,
get it
can
away
we
from
please,
me, please
take this basket where I don't have to look at it.
So it just goes with us. Some things she does on a computer. Sometimes she does things online, but we're not always with, like, signal. So we have to
that's
make sure
story
that we can do school without service.
Speaking of signal, I know Verizon claims to be the boss.
The boss.
And Carmen doesn't believe us. But there
we
are,
don't have signal anywhere.
We don't have signal anywhere. I don't have signal in my own house. But I have one bar of signal right now.
I do LTE agree with when Carmen says, think about where we're singing.
Yeah, we're all the time in the middle of nowhere.
In the middle. And,
in some
look
valley.
At this field.
Yeah.
I will say this about homeschool. I've learned all kinds of stuff.
That's so true.
Me too.
And but it's cool. Like I like their curriculum. A lot of it's Bible. So when the thing about her is, if she feels like you're kind of into what's going on, she's all about it. But if that kid digs in for homeschool, I will say that if it's like, Olivia, we got to get this done, and as soon as we get this done, we're going to be somewhere where you can have fun. Oh, baby, she's like,
she's done in
let's
5 minutes.
Let's get up at 5 o'clock this morning and just get it up. And she's
Mom, I already
waiting
did my first 4 subjects without you.
Yeah.
Come on.
That happened that one time. Yeah. She got up before me even was like, I was trying to be real quiet so I could get all this done before you got up. I was like,
can you not do that every day?
Okay. No, she cannot. It's proven.
Now, I have a question, though.
What?
I have a question.
Yeah.
It is all about, you said, you know, if we tell her, Olivia, we got to get this done, we really got to get this done. If we have to get it done because we're on a time crunch for something that we have to do,
oh yeah,
she couldn't she care less. Care. But if it's, she's on a time crunch where she gets to do something fun.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, but it's funny, I always tell Carmen sometimes when it's a subject she hates, it's like, oh, I got to go to the bathroom.
I'm I need a break.
30-second pee schedule right now.
30 seconds.
She hates
every 30
doing,
seconds.
And me and Carmen are just looking at each other like, oh, yeah, she's just in there going.
She's going back there crying.
I hate this.
Yeah, there are some days are better than others.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. We have one more question, and it's not a real question. Josh asked it.
Josh. Hoping for his own right answer.
Let's explain who Josh Roberts. Who is Josh Roberts Autumn?
He's I don't even friend know what he does at the
he's
church.
The executive
I'm being
pastor
honest. Okay, I don't even know what that means.
He writes a check occasionally.
That and, means
he takes care of the running of the church.
Period. Mm-hmm. Well, he said,
period. Josh ain't running.
Josh is also
he'll get the check.
Josh is also our really good friend, and he asks, "Who is your favorite person that has traveled with you on the RV that is not in the group?"
Because he's been on the RV.
It's only him or Emma. It's,
yeah, mean, for real.
Technically in the group, so.
That's true. I guess Tip is in the group.
Mm-hmm. And so it's either Emma, or Josh.
Emma
right?
or Josh. Yeah.
I'm going with Emma Roberts.
I'm pleading the fifth because I don't know.
My favorite person to travel on the RV.
Now, Mamma.
Mamma was on there one
she
time.
Was on there too.
That's right. Sorry, Josh. But she is my grandmother.
Mamma wins.
I'm gonna have
out
to go with Mamma. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, Josh.
But you're like second.
You're like third.
Second or third.
Nothing wrong fourth with bronze.
Well.
He'll love that. He will love that.
Yeah, that's pretty much all we've got.
I don't know how... we're like 35 minutes in.
That's not a long time. I don't feel like.
No. I mean,
I listen to 2-hour podcasts.
Yeah,
sometimes.
You want to keep talking for a minute?
I mean, if I don't have a prompt, I can't come up
with
anything.
Why don't we make up our own questions?
Oh my gosh, Google.
Each one of us.
And now,
with your own question.
What do they say on podcasts that are like, and now a message from our sponsors?
What's a question you wanted someone to ask us? Because I had one.
What was it?
I wanted someone to ask, like, what's the strangest thing in your food cabinet on the RV?
I have a can of seasoned lima beans on there.
What the heck?
Because me and Olivia like to eat them cold out of the can.
That's weird.
They're good.
Olivia likes to do that?
Mm-hmm. I think they're Margaret Holmes. I think, is that the brand?
I am 100% convinced that Olivia only, she loves this girl right here.
What can I say?
More than probably.
Oh, I'm about to ask ChatGPT.
More than me, for sure. No, I'm kidding, but I'm convinced that she just tries this stuff because you tell her to.
She wants to. She wants to gain my approval. Yeah, and I need to harness that for good.
You need to manipulate her for good.
But she'll try something at their house. But then I've offered it somewhere else, so
she it's not asked always.
I was like that as a kid.
Yeah.
That's true, because
you'll eat it at somebody else's house, but mm-hmm. not at mom's house.
Well, I told y'all about how I started eating coleslaw. My Uncle John, I was 19, maybe 20. We were sitting at Captain D's one day. That's before I started watching my diet. So we're just sitting there. Uncle John said, boy, have you ever tried their coleslaw? And I was like, according to my dad and growing up my whole life, it's like, you don't eat coleslaw. It's terrible. And so I was like,
I went with it.
I didn't eat mayonnaise. I mean, my dad's like, you don't eat mayonnaise. It's terrible.
You don't eat mayonnaise.
Okay. So I didn't until one day I ate it mistakenly on my burger and I was like,
what is this?
Yeah. What is this incredible feeling? Something clogging
it's just
me.
Eggs and oil.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there, grown man. Had my own place.
Never had mayonnaise. Says,
you ever tried their coleslaw? And I was like, no, I've never had it. He's like, try you a bite of it. And I said, nah, it's okay, Uncle John. I said, get you a bite of it.
Yes, sir.
And I said, okay. Yes, sir. I took a bite. I said, God, that's awesome. I've been eating coleslaw ever since.
Well,
I've never taken a bite of coleslaw.
Now, the weird thing I was talking about.
All right. So, Carmen is extremely picky.
Hey.
And she's never had a bite of coleslaw.
Where Carmen lacks in pickiness, I unfortunately make up for, and I'll eat anything.
Same.
So
I was
going to
say
it.
Carmen's very picky about her men. So
yeah, well, apparently
you know
not.
What I'm talking about.
Sorry.
Golly, man.
We love you.
I got some questions here from ChatGPT, if anyone would like to know. I'm killing the planet with using AI, but whatever. Let's see. I'm trying to think of some good ones. Some of these are dumb. What is the most ridiculous thing you believed as a kid? This was a pretty good one because I have one right off the top of my head. My dad is an electrician. Do you know what I'm about to say?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, you know, I don't even know what they're called. Those little round, like electrical boxes on the side of your house that they like come, I don't know, mess with. One day I was like, oh. My dad was outside fixing ours or something, and I was like, what's moving in there? It's like something's moving. There's like a light on. And he was like, I fully believed this until I was like probably 15. He was like, there's a mouse in there running on a wheel that makes it go. And I was like, oh, wow.
Oh, man, that's
cool. Wow, that's really cool. Wow. And to this day, when we go home tonight, I'll pass by our little box. I see it. And I'm like, stupid. Why did I believe him? I believe that there was a mouse in there running the electricity for our house.
Well, he's got to be tired. I've been watching TV all day.
Can you think of something silly that you believed as a child?
I know one.
All right, go ahead.
So when I was in first grade, I was with a friend and we were pretending to swallow money. I don't know why.
Fun game.
I had a change purse and I probably brought money for like ice cream or something, I don't know. And so we had change and I had this like dime and I was like, we'd be like, oh. And then we go, oh gosh. and pretend to swallow it, right? Oh, no. Well, I did swallow my dog. I did.
You didn't mean to, though.
No, and they were looking at me.
Do you know how dirty money is?
No, I didn't know. I was in first grade.
Okay, go ahead.
So I was looking. I was probably looking at him like so freaked out, and they were like, "What's the matter? Did you swallow?" I was like, "No, I'm good. I didn't do it." And I was afraid that they would take me to the hospital and cut me open to get that dime out.
Like it's a button battery.
I didn't know. I was like, "How does it get out?"
And so, well, I can tell you.
Well, I didn't think of that.
And so you just accepted your death as a six-year-old?
Well, okay, so I didn't want to tell anybody because I was really afraid they'd take me to the hospital. Yeah. So I just didn't tell anybody. Well, here's the stupid thing, I believe.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, I really don't know where the connection was in my head, but when the Olympics would come on the TV.
What?
Move on. Just let it happen.
I don't know how it relates, but when the Olympics would come on the TV, for some reason, that always reminded me of me swallowing that stupid dime. And if even, this is years later, if I tell somebody I swallowed the dime, then they'll probably still take me to the hospital to get out.
Dude, do you have OCD?
Me.
Carmen.
And so then I'd leave the room every time that it was on the TV. I was like,
go pray.
I want to go play in my room.
That's awesome.
Carmen's terrified of the Olympics.
No,
not the Olympics.
Yeah, PTSD.
Not the pole
vault.
Anything but that.
I really don't know how I ever made the
What the? That is so weird.
That's awesome.
You asked for the stupidest thing.
That's good. All right.
You want to know what mine is?
Yes.
No.
Of course.
My uncle's. When I was a kid, I didn't know what dentures were, okay? I had no clue. It was all new. I'm from Green County, brother.
You just didn't have teeth when
we didn't do dentures. You just lost them.
You just left it.
And so my uncles, though, two of them specifically, when we'd have these family get-togethers, and I would ask them every time to show me how to take their teeth out because, what?
You're good.
Okay. Every time they would pull their dentures out, I was like, can everybody do that?
Can everybody pull their teeth out? Were you like in your room trying to get your teeth out?
No, I'd do it right in front of them. And my uncles would be like, you're just not doing it right. So, I mean,
straight faces. Oh, man.
I was like, I kept thinking, you just popped
like a latch in there?
And so, I mean, I don't know how old I was when I finally figured out, oh, that's not okay. Now I get it. You got to buy those removable teeth. So.
That's awesome. What about you? I believe it's going to be good.
Well,
is this about Easter eggs? Because
no, it's actually. So my dad, he always called his nickname for me when I was a kid was Booger. He used to call me Booger.
He still does sometimes.
And he would always say, do you eat boogers? And I would say, as a little bitty boy, I'd say, ooh, dag a maggot, daddy. Ooh, dag a maggot. And then but it was just like a thing in my childhood. He would always ask me that, like, you eat boogers or whatever. And so one day, I was aggravating him about something. And he's like, if you keep on that, I'm going to make you a booger eater.
Oh, no.
And I was like, what?
What does that mean?
And he's like, you keep on and see. Well, I said something else, and he got up and chased me around the house, got me down on the ground. This is going to sound crazy. And he...
I'm trying to visualize it.
I told you
that my house.
Yes. I told you that my dad would be great YouTube material. He gets right down in my face and he picked his nose and he has a booger on his finger.
That's worse.
And he reaches up like this and then he comes down and then he right at the last second switches his fingers. And rubbed it all in my mouth, like all over my teeth.
That would have sent me over the edge.
I was like nine, all over my teeth, all in my mouth. And he's like, I told you I'd make you a booger eater. Oh my. Yeah. He had me going for like 2 hours.
Oh, yeah.
I was running around the house like, you know.
Oh, God, somebody take me to the hospital. Hurry.
I know, that sounds so gross. And it was, but... that's,
you know, but it's, if you knew Jimmy, completely believable.
Yeah, he had me believing.
At least he switched his fingers.
Okay, I think we have time for one more.
One more?
Yeah, maybe one more.
Is this
what?
Is it going to be embarrassing?
No.
Oh, okay.
I have a couple that I'm picking. You get to pick. If your life had a theme song, what would it be? Or what is your weirdest hidden talent?
You want to know what came to mind? I just want to briefly answer. My theme song was Weird Al, Fat. You know I'm fat. Who's fat?
So Weird Al hit.
That's my theme song.
That's his remake on what's the song?
Bad Michael Jackson.
You I have know a hidden.
I'm fat. I'm fat.
I have a hidden talent.
Careful, we'll get demonetized. Don't sing.
You can sing with your mouth shut.
That is my hidden talent.
Do it.
Prove it.
How did you
say that's witchcraft?
Witch. How did you do that?
Wouldn't you like to know?
All right, what about you?
You got one?
No, you go next. Actually, I'll go next.
Okay.
All right, so...
hidden talent or theme song?
Yeah, I don't think I have a hidden talent.
Let me think about it. Maybe I would know your hidden talent.
Can you move your ears?
Yeah, I can.
They probably won't be able to see it, but they could believe you.
I can move my ears independently of... Well, I have to kind of move my eyebrows when I move my ears.
But even when I move my eyebrows, my ears don't move at all.
My ears don't move
either. I can tell my ear. I can think.
Do it. See if I can see it on the camera.
Oh, well, I can see it right here. But
I can kind of see it a little bit. You can trust us. He's moving them. He's not lying.
All right, so I can move my ears.
Your theme song would be a funeral dirge because you work in mortuary. Da, 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 da.
I thought you were going to say because I want you to die.
This is your end of life. No, it's not life. That.
How's our life insurance, by the way?
He's got good life insurance.
See you, Jake, bro.
Here we go. A funeral dirge. All right, I'll take it. Actually, I want my life's theme song to be the entrance music for Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah.
The glass shattering. I was a huge wrestling fan when I was a kid.
If you die before me, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I promise you.
Thank you. Now, here,
we will you down to that song.
Don't be guaranteeing now, something when I'm going to set up a funeral.
Well, you're here, older.
I got you. Edit that out.
Well, anyway.
Do I have any hidden talents?
No. All yours are on display, bro.
Can't you move your ears, too?
Yeah, I can.
Like Dumbo.
Ooh, I can flap away, brother.
Yeah.
Now I see a Caleb Plot.
All right.
Autumn. I seen a house fly.
I think my hidden talent is being able to remember the keys of songs.
That is okay. True.
What is that called? Is that just relative pitch?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not as impressive as perfect pitch, unfortunately.
But it's pretty impressive. She's double jointed in all kinds of ways.
Yeah, it hurts though. Oh.
And other hidden talents.
She has Ehlers-Danlos.
Undiagnosed.
I think I'm ambidextrous, at least when I'm eating. I can eat with whatever I got to. So.
I think you're just eager to eat.
Amen. You're just hungry.
Is you hungry, baby?
Yeah.
Whoa. Wait a minute now. We have theme songs, so do we get to tell the girls their theme song?
Sure.
You can.
If you can think of one quickly.
I think Autumn's would be Hello, Darkness, My Old Friend.
I love Simon and Garfunkel.
You know what my first
Oh, no, Sunshine on My Shoulders. That's your life
That's
song.
My jam. Every time I hear that song, I get a tear in my eye.
I was thinking for one of you, I don't know why, the first song that popped in my head was, Thank You for Being a Friend. The Golden Girls.
Yeah. All right. Well.
Yeah. You know what? We did it.
We did it.
We did it, Joe.
We did it, Joe.
We did it, Joe.
Lord. You answered all the questions. All right.
Oh, sorry.
All right, guys. We love y'all. Hey, I don't know if you're going to like this or not, but we tried.
And that's all we can do. That's all we can do.
Let us know. You can comment on this YouTube page.
That's right.
Again, subscribe. Click the bell. we'll let you know what's coming up. And we've got some more episodes coming. And
oh, yeah, we're going to
only know.
We promise you.
Pinky swear.
If you watch this and like it, we'll keep doing it.
I'll keep editing the video.
All
baby.
We're doing is sitting here talking and laughing.
It's easy. It's we don't have to think.
It's fun.
Until later when I have to
think of some questions, let us know.
No more questions.
All right, guys.
No more questions. We'll tell you what's going on.
Love y'all. Signing off. This has been episode one of PNB Unplugged.
Unplugged.
And we will talk to y'all.
We're unplugging now.
A little later.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.